It's beginning to look just like the holidays. Thanksgiving is here. Radio St. Pete has a terrific show programmed for you on this Thursday in between football games outside and lots of goodies. Hello, I'm your Weekend with Wiser host, Annette Wiser. We're going to look at all the holiday happenings in November and December, starting with Shopapalooza this weekend. Yes, that's right. On this weekend, November 29th and 30th, the biggest celebrate small businesses with incredible food and entertainment will be happening downtown in Vinoy Park. Be sure to take the trolley or some alternative transportation. It's going to be crowded down there. Also going on Saturday, November 29th, is the 9th Annual Santa Parade and Tree Lighting. That will be at 6:30 p.m. in downtown St. Pete. On Saturday, December 6th, is Snowfest. 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. kicks off North Stroud Park downtown. There'll also be holiday movies in the park. The pre-movie activities begin at 6:30 with the movie starting at 7. They'll be showing Home Alone 2 Lost in New York, and that's at the Vinoy Park. Sunday, December 7th, downtown St. Pete is the DIY gift wrapping at 2 p.m. Friday, December 12th, get your marshmallows, get your chocolates. It's S'mores with Santa, December 12th and 13th, 5 to 7 p.m. at Pinellas Pioneer Settlement. Admission is $5. Registration is available online. We have this all up in the Let's Go guide on the RadioSt.Pete.com. Go to What's Happening. December 13th continues the holiday movies in the park downtown. The Santa Claus at the Pinellas Pioneer Settlement, 3010 31st Street, South Gate 2. There'll be a gingerbread building contest on the 13th at the President Barack Obama Library. There are two slots available, 10:30 and 3. And Meet Santa in the Park goes on starting December 13th to the 23rd. He'll know if you've been naughty or nice. Bring the kids 6 to 9 to North Stroud Park. Holiday Movies in the Park continues downtown on December 20th with a Miser Brothers Christmas, and that's at Huggins Stengel Field, 1320 5th Street North. There's Chimney in the Trunk 1 to 4 at the Thomas Jett Jackson Recreation Center at 1028 Street South, and a Cocoa Night Hike, yum, 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 sweet in the evening, 7 to 9, Boyd Hill Nature Preserve. That's at 1101 Country Club Way South. You can visit with Santa at the library on these days, December 15th at 10:30 at the West Community Library at SPC Gibbs Campus, December 16th at 6:30 at North Community Library, Wednesday, December 17th at 10:30 at Johnson Community Library, and December 18th at the President Barack Obama Library. Also this weekend starting is the Florida Botanical Gardens Holiday Lights. It's a wonderful thing, and it goes through January 1st. Sometimes there's cocoa, sometimes there's music. There's an awful lot of fun. It is an illuminated garden filled with beautiful plants, and it is a wonderful way to celebrate the season. There are a ton of wonderful holiday-related concerts at Ruth Eckert Hall, the Capitol Theater, the Duke Energy Center for the Arts, Central Park Performing Arts Center, and the Palladium. We have a lot of them listed in the Let's Go guide, but let's talk a little bit about some of the things that are coming up that have been added to the calendar. I think that concert tickets make a terrific gift for the holidays. So Sam Barber has been added to the Sound, Green Sky, Bluegrass. If you missed them at the Sound, that was terrific. Ron Pope has been added to the Big Hair Sound for March 10th. Terry Fader, Once Upon a Voice, is the 28th of December at Ruth Eckert Hall. Al Di Meola is January 17th at the Capitol Theater. The Wood Brothers are February 4th at the Capitol Theater. The Big Lebowski, the fall movie series, was wonderful, but they're going to start another one in the spring. There's also a incredible amount of arts and crafts at the local market, whether you go to the Saturday market downtown or at City Hall on Sunday, or if you head over to Corey Avenue in the beaches or up to Dunedin. There are so many great markets to enjoy. We also like the Mezzo Market, and that is always a lot of fun, and we need to support our local craftspeople. I'd love to hang out at the museum places and check out what is going on there, everything from the Imagine Museum to the Dali. It's just a lot of fun to celebrate local art. The city store that the chamber runs has lots of local artists. So that is a great thing to do in addition to going to Shopapalooza. The Florida Orchestra has so many incredible shows going on. Disney's Frozen in Concert film with the live orchestras at the Mahaffey Theater, December 13th for two shows. The Holiday Brass is December 2nd at the USF St. Pete Student Center Ballroom and at December 6th at the Church of the Ascension. I love that the Florida Orchestra actually does an incredible job of not just coming to the Straz and the Mahaffey and Ruth Eckert Hall, but they're around town. One of my favorite things to go to is the Holiday Pops. Chelsea Gallo conducts with Master Chorale of Tampa Bay and the Tampa Oratorio Singers. That is December 19th at the Straz Center, December 20th at Mahaffey Theater, and December 21st at Ruth Eckert Hall. Handel's Messiah always moved me. Let your spirit soar with the Hallelujah Chorus, conducted by Michael Francis, again, the Florida Orchestra. And that is December 5th at the Straz Center, December 6th at the Mahaffey. Give the gift of music. It's something that everyone in the family will enjoy, and it is uplifting. I don't know if you have ever been to the concerts at the Peace Memorial. It's really a very special place to hear music, and they've had a number of great things going on. On December 21st, they're doing a Charlie Brown Christmas, and then again on January 11th, Brian Hughes and the crew will be there. Just saw them at the Suncoast Jazz Festival. They'll also be headlining at the St. Petersburg Museum of History's Gala on the February 21st. On February 8th, Michael Klotz Trio will be performing. This one on Sunday, December 14th, at the Astralis Chamber Ensemble. Just truly mesmerizing, these three women, flute, harp, and cello. And these fine players entertain us with wonderful classical and holiday selection. So then again on March 8th is going to be the Johnny Felder tenor. He's an international star. He will lift our hearts with stirring renditions of African-American spirituals. And February 8th, also at the Peace Memorial, is violinist Michael Klotz, cellist Scott Cluxdale, and pianist Grigoros Zamparas. And they'll be doing the music of Johannes Brahms. There are so many wonderful fundraisers and ways that you can help downtown organizations all over the city, nonprofits. I want to mention our dear friends, the Bowley Angels, on December 4th. They will have their Jingle Mingle Holiday Brunch at the St. Petersburg Yacht Club. And on December 5th, the Lamplighter 30th Annual Silver Coffee. It benefits the Metropolitan Ministries and Joshua House. Take a drive up to Toppin Arts Center. It's an incredible chance to eat some terrific Greek food and see some incredible concerts. Double Vision, the Foreigner Experience, is there on Sunday, December 21st. The Edge Effect, a cappella Christmas. I love myself a little a cappella on Sunday, December 14th. You can look up more at tarpinarts.org. Another great theater and musical performance place in town is the Central Park Performing Arts Center. They have their wonderful parade coming up in December. I'll have that in the Let's Go guide. Holidays with a Heart is on December 3rd. That's a Central Park Performing Arts Foundation presents this, and it's an evening that features local talent and student performers. There's Death by Chocolate on Friday, December 5th, a wonderful Rotary Club fundraiser. On Christmas with the New York Tenors on December 7th, Clara's Dream, Modern Nutcracker, Saturday and Sunday, December 13th through the 14th. It is a fuses ballet with hip-hop, jazz, and more. I'm looking forward to A Carpenter's Christmas, also at the Tarpon Springs Performing Arts Center on the 29th of November. Blazing Saddles is at Capitol Theater on the 29th as well. Dave Koz and Friends, the saxophonist and friends, bring a Christmas tour to Ruth Eckert Hall on the 29th. Also going on is a Victorian Christmas Stroll. This is the 29th of November through December 31st, and it's a festive annual celebration at Tampa's Henry B. Plant Museum. If you like a little Victorian, this is for you. The Yule Cactus Lighting at the James Museum of Western and Wildlife Art happens on December 2nd, that 10-foot-tall Yule Cactus. You can get photos with Cowboy Santa. It has become an annual festivity that we look forward to. The Dark Star Orchestra will be with a Grateful Dead vibe at the Bay Care Sound in Clearwater. Lady A will bring the Winter's Night Tour to Ruth Eckert Hall on December 6th. December 6th is also National Lampoon's Animal House, part of Capitol Theater's fall movie series. Art Jones Gulfport Artist Studio Tour. We've heard about this from Brendan McMahon. We'll have the podcast. It's up on our podcast guide. That's 23 artists across 9 locations at Gulfport. It is a self-guided holiday studio shopping tour. The one and only Fiona Franchet will perform on the 7th. And Three Dog Night and the Herman Hermits, yes, they're alive too. They'll be at Ruth Eckert Hall on the 7th. A Winter Wonderland Market at the James Museum of Western and Wildlife Art on the 9th. More chamber music on December 10th across Time and Timber at the Palladium Chamber Orchestra. Florida Orchestra Concertmaster Jeffrey Multer will open the chamber music ensemble season with Beethoven, Poulenc, and Dvorak. Also going on is Les Mis. I can't wait to see it again at the Straw Center. That is December 10th through the 14th. Happy Hour with the Historian. This is the featured historian, Niles Loeffner. We'll be talking about the Vinoy, 100 Years of Splendor. That is December 11th. There will be a Peter White Christmas at the Capitol Theater on December 11th. Trisha Yearwood, the Grammy-winning artist, will be in Clearwater at Ruth Eckert Hall for her Christmas Symphony. Ho, Ho, Hope and Peace, Love and Laughter is at Theater 4 in Clearwater. That is the 11th through the 21st. The one and only Sarah Brightman, the best-selling soprano, brings her Christmas spectacle, A Winter Symphony, to Ruth Eckert Hall on the 12th of September. Sean Cassidy is at the Capitol Theater the 12th. The 12th through the 24th, there's A Christmas Carol at Freefall Theater in St. Petersburg. It's a musical extravaganza. And also coming at Freefall is December 3rd, the one and only Fred Johnson, singing jazz like nobody else can. Bruce Hornsby comes to the Capitol Theater on the 13th of December. Michael W. Smith Christmas, the 13th of December at Ruth Eckert. Almond Betts Family Revival, the 14th of December, also at Ruth Eckert. And the Edge Effect at Tarpon Springs Performing Arts Center. We've told you about that. Holiday Sparkle in the Park is not to be missed. The St. Petersburg Opera Company will give an afternoon show at North Stroud Park on the 14th. And the Natemus, Nate Najjar's Jazz Holiday, December the 11th. At the Palladium, and further in the month, there is a Vince Guaraldi tribute. I'll be interviewing them. Cirque Musica Holiday Wonderland, December 19th at Ruth Eckert Hall. Peter Corellia, the co-host of the Pete and Sebastian podcast, is at Capitol Theater on the 19th of December, 19th through the 21st. I told you about the Florida Orchestra Holiday Pops. Next Generation's Ballet Nutcracker at the Straz in December 19th. Through the 23rd, A Rockapella Christmas, yes, Rockapella, Capitol Theater on December 20th, Celtic Angels Christmas, Irish Favorites at Capitol Theater on the 21st, Farner Tribute, New York City musicians perform classics like Double Vision, Jukebox Hero, that is on the 21st at Tarpon Springs. This one I can't wait for, Dolly Parton, Smoky Mountain Christmas Carol, we love you, Dolly, continue feeling well, that's at Ruth Eckert Hall. On the 22nd and 23rd. So if you're looking for holiday happenings, tune in with us every week. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. I want to put the ho in the happy holidays. I'm giving thanks for you, wishing all of you a happy Thanksgiving, a happy holiday from all of us at Radio St. Pete. Aloha. The Nutcracker is December 20th at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., Sunday, December 21st at 2 p.m. It's a magical performance at the Largo Performing Arts Center. The King of Comedy is December 22nd at 6 p.m. Ranjit Mohal, India's number one Elvis, brings his tour to Largo with some hilarious characters. Schmaltz and Pepper. Yes, I said Schmaltz. It unites Grammy and Juno nominated talent to redefine Yiddish music. That's January 2nd at 8 p.m. If you like a little klezmer, that's for you. Let's Hang On, January 4th. At 2 p.m. is the number one Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons Tribute Show. The Kingston Trio, yes, they are still alive and they are still with us for timeless folk music on Thursday, January 8th. The New York Voices on Wednesday, January 14th. That's a renowned jazz vocal quartet known for their impeccable harmonies. The St. Paul and the Minneapolis Funk All-Stars, January 16th at the Performing Arts Center. And Close Enemies featuring Tom Hamilton of Aerosmith is on January 23rd. There's so much more to talk about. Please take a look at the Central Park Performing Arts Center, the Pinellas Park Performing Arts Center, and all of the great entertainment in downtown St. Pete as well.